The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, and we have the 12th of... Is that getting to you? There you go. We're trying to fix the... somebody put the... headsets over crooked and you can't get it off, and I don't know, we have to tell our producer to come in and start slapping them when they do that. 7:05 in the morning here on the 12th of May.
That was a test. Early in the morning.
Early in the morning. Can't do that. And, hey, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Jarrett.
Good morning. Sorry about the headphones. I didn't notice that last night.
Oh, well, I was.
Well, they had kind of weaved that on there, so I had to have a mask to get it off.
It must have been Nigel.
It was Nigel.
Yeah, Nigel does
we're
these.
Blaming him.
He does these things. So good morning to you, Trish, and what's the weather look like?
Good morning. It's 56 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 69 and a low of 49. Slight chance of rain and then partly cloudy. And on Friday, partly sunny, a high of 77. Friday night, a low of 54. Saturday, mostly sunny and a high of 86. Saturday night, a low of 59. On Sunday, a high of 90 and a low of 57. On Monday, 86. And back down to 55 and kind of hanging around in the 80s for the next week. A little bit of clouds, but not much rain in the forecast. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. All right. Hey, we are here with Kevin Cry. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning,
how you doing?
Kevin.
Now, don't be afraid to speak up today.
Hey, happy birthday. Happy 14th birthday to my daughter, Kara.
Oh, nice.
Today she turns 14.
Oh, my gosh.
I think she's, looking at an apartment and, planning out the rest of her life now because she's no longer,
Daddy, where's my car?
Oh, man, she's a great kid. She got up and made her own pancakes, and she's celebrating her own birthday before people are even up.
And well, she's getting a good start because we take control of our birthdays.
That's right.
There you go. And then that way, in 50 years, she can go, nope, today's not my birthday.
Yeah, that's right.
Or you can put any age on there on Facebook that you want.
Oh, I've been accused of that. Actually, that's a great story. But
yeah.
28, I mean, why not?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, we're getting down to the sprint, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Kevin, for people that have not gone to a forum or had a chance to meet you, tell people about yourself and why you're running.
Great. Yeah, I will say, for people that haven't met me and you want to meet me, before I forget, at 8 a.m. tomorrow I'll be at Brew Coffee down here in District 1 in downtown. Do a lot of those because I want people to get a chance to know me. So I'm running because I feel like the community and the county needs somebody who really has no interest in being in politics for anything other than making our lives better and listening to the people. I feel a lot of us in Shasta County, especially in District 1, from a lot of people I've listened to, they've really felt unheard and unlistened to, and not just the last 2 years, but for quite a long time. And I really felt convicted that if I didn't run, I was making a huge mistake. And it wasn't something that I weighed lightly, but October 19th, when I went to that Board of Supervisors meeting and just wanted to ask some questions, and when I was up there for over 7 minutes, and when our current supervisor said they're, an extension of the state and they work for the government, I don't ever remember reading anything about that in my undergraduate as a social science major at Simpson or throughout the great education I got at Anderson High School. Now, when you talk about the role of supervisors and what they can do and what they can't do in terms of jurisdiction, one thing supervisors have is a voice and a platform and the ability to stick up for people and make sure that we have our God-given rights and liberties just built on. And that's what this country is about. And I think in a state that hates us, in a governor that hates our way of life and who we are, if we don't band together, stand together with other counties and other like-minded people, we're just going to get steamrolled and steamrolled and steamrolled. And so I went from moving to Tennessee to running for an office, and now we're, you know, 3.5 weeks away. And I'll say this. I've had a chance to do more in my campaign process for some people than I would have ever imagined. Just the fact that I'm a candidate and can make a phone call and say, hey, there's a guy here pre-COVID that, you know, his road was tore up, and he said it would, you know, he was told it would be fixed, and no one's calling him back, and it was COVID for over a year and a half was the excuse, and here he's still struggling, and lo and behold, stuff starts to move because I'm a candidate. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if I was a, you know, a sitting supervisor, what could happen? And to me, it's like people need voices, and I want to be that voice. I'm already that voice, and I'm not even in the, you know, a supervisor yet.
That's a good introduction, Kevin, because I think that's the part that's missed about some of our elected officials over the last few years is they're reacting to what's brought to them in the boardroom, and they're not going out and being aggressive and seeing and meeting and being involved as much in the community.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's everybody. You guys are standing up, so I'm going to stand up with you.
I'm not.
Well, Carl just sat back down.
We up and down.
Up and down, yeah. It's like whack-a-mole. But for me, I'll tell you, what's really interesting is when, you know, all of a sudden we're in campaign season and people talk about things that they're doing. It's like, well, why haven't you been doing that the last 4 years, 8 years, 12 years for some people? And it's maddening. It's maddening because that's what I love about our country is – If I don't do a good job, fire me in 4 years. But I've got to tell you, if I don't do a good job, I'll quit in 4 years. But I don't think that's going to happen because, you know, I've got a long, staunch history of setting my mind to something and doing it. I mean, I met my wife, and then I asked her to marry me 5 weeks the day we met. We got married 5 months later. Was that easy? No. But we've been married almost 23 years. We've got 3 kids. So when I commit to something, I run at it full force and I get it done. And this is way bigger than me. This is about the people of Shasta County needing a voice and knowing that when the next thing comes, they're going to have somebody there that has their back and listens to them. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
I get fired up, but I love this county.
You're passionate and that's it.
We need to take a quick break here. And when we come back, well, I'm going to ask you what you would say the biggest differences are between you and your opponent. That you can, I mean,
from the east to the west.
Well,
okay, yeah, it's great
to say. I want to know that. Hey, this is what I, you know, my opponent has said this, and this isn't a chance. And I have not heard you do this, so please don't misunderstand this. I've thought these races have been pretty clean. Mm-hmm. I really have. So this isn't, you know, an attack piece.
Oh, no, it's, no.
Here's the differences
why
between.
Why should you vote for me?
Yeah. Why should you vote for me as opposed to my
opponent?
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say.
Okay. I know.
I like. I stick to facts.
Trish.
Hey.
Last night.
Sleep number. Absolutely. 55 just seems to work for me. My sleep number has been that for a long time. Had my bed over 20 years.
My sleep number last night was 55, too.
There you go. Twins.
Different beds. So, but then the sleep number was 35, which is the great thing. You know, life's compromises when you're married. But you don't have to compromise on the firmness of your mattress. And so many other things are offered by Sleep Number. You can, depending on the type of mattress you have, and it doesn't make any difference what kind. You may have some with more bells and whistles on it, but you are going to sleep well on a Sleep Number mattress. It's a proven fact. They've done sleep studies through various universities, and Sleep Number beds have 30 to 40 hours more of good quality sleep. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. Don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. Save $500 on the Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed queen size now at only $1,299, which is a great price. The lowest price ever, plus special financing. That ends Monday, May. I'm sorry.
It just ended?
No, I'm sitting here reading the wrong one. I'm sorry, Sleep Number. Let's go back. Let me go back one more time. Everything up to then was right. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. It's time for Sleep Number's Memorial Day sale. Save $1,000, not $500. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Queen now. Only $19.99 for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number. Only at Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Great people there. Go in and lay on every one of those beds. Every one of those beds. And you are in until you find the one that's right for you at Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom again. One of the small things I'd like to do as a supervisor is to put a survey on every receipt at every county counter. Fast food restaurants and grocery stores already do this, and it provides good information to those businesses on how to improve their service. The county departments I've dealt with these last couple years have been great, and I say keep up the good work. If there's any problems out there, I think this would be a quick and easy way to identify and improve them. I want all departments to be as customer-friendly as the ones I've most recently visited. Let's make Shasta County number one in customer service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We've elected career politicians for years now, hoping that the homeless problem, crime, wildfires, and water shortages will get better, and instead they all get worse. I am not a career politician. I'm an experienced businessman who knows how to solve problems and think outside the box. I want to work on our problems, not use them as campaign material every 4 years. Stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
This is Baron Browning. I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor to make sure the worst wildfires we faced stay in the past. Like you, I've witnessed the aftermath of fires, millions of dollars in destruction of property, endless loss of natural beauty, and the needless lives of heroes taken. No one should have to live in fear their home will burn down. With your vote, we'll combat wildfire together.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Voter fraud is a hot topic these days, with certain voting machines at the center of the conversation. As voters, we need a voting system we can trust. Our current county clerk believes these leased voting machines are trustworthy and plans to use them for the next 5 years. We need a new county clerk that will work to replace these machines with one of 8 California-approved alternatives. Vote Bob Holsinger for Shasta County Clerk on June 7th. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, 7:21 in the morning here on the 12th of May. And it's about 53 degrees out there. And it's going to be a nice day, it looks like. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. This is truly a community bank. Four branches, the newest branch. Just opened up in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street. But they've been open 15 years, and they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Trisha and I are here with Kevin Cry. And the question I asked when we left was, what is the differences between you and your opponent? I would have said opponents, but one dropped out. What delineates you two, the differences?
Yeah, well, there's quite a few things. One thing I would say is the very first thing that comes out of my mouth when I talk about being a supervisor is what I want to do for the constituents of District 1 in the greater Shasta County. My opponent wants to go to Sacramento and lobby and write letters and politic. I care about the people of Shasta County. I care about their voice. I care about what matters to them most. Building bridges is Dolly's job, an assembly person's job, a state senator's job. It's not our job here in Shasta County, first and foremost. Do we have to work down there? Absolutely. There are boards you sit on, and we are a voice, and we are a platform for what the people here believe. The other is, fiscally, I'm very conservative. I mean, I am, if you don't have it, you don't spend it. And I am not a bloated government, more layers, more people, more bureaucracy. I'm the opposite of that. We had a Republican Women's Forum last night, and one of the questions was about building fees and, you know, maintenance fees and just fees in general at the county. My opponent, every chance she's had to raise fees at the city of Reading, she's raised fees. She's voted for two budgets. And you'll see here I brought a piece of paper, the only piece of paper I've ever brought, because I'm constantly called, you know, mistruth or liar. You'll see here this is the adopted budgets for the last two. The first budget she voted on and adopted was at a $1.7 million deficit. This one you see here in front of you, the adopted budget for 22-23, is at $3.2 million deficit. And this is off the City of Reading website. And ladies and gentlemen, when she is gone, that is the gift and the vote that keeps on giving. That is fiscally crippling. And not just that, you start talking about the raises and the unfunded liabilities. If we bring that to the county, it will bankrupt us. We have to live within our means. Now these aren't personal attacks. These are facts. You can find them on the City of Reading website.
Those are not. If as long, you know, like we said, if you're using, you know, an attack is not using
factual information.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing, too, the difference for me is, you know, I don't care what my business was. If other small businesses were shut down, just out of ethics, I would have shut my business down too. But on the flip side, I would have made sure everybody was open. And we can say, oh, well, we did it through enforcement, through education. Well, guess what? I wasn't in the know. And nor were a lot of other businesses that didn't know somebody that said, hey, guess what? No one's going to come arrest you. No one's going to come and cite you. When ABC came and last night one of the sheriff candidates had spoke about, you know, that's one thing that is outside the sheriff's jurisdiction is if ABC comes. But our small businesses were crippled. My favorite place to eat on Lake Boulevard in District 1 didn't make it. And that family put everything in to opening that Mexican food restaurant. And 6 months later, they were shut down. And they tried to do outdoor dining, but there's nowhere to – who wants to eat outdoors in the smoke on Lake Boulevard? You know, and they were gone. So, I mean, the difference is go on and on.
Okay.
How about one more, just for the heck of it?
Okay.
I'm sorry. Well, I mean, while we talk about it, is like, for me, I've given vocationally my entire life to kids. I mean, love kids. I don't care whose kids they are. I've always said kids can't choose their parents. And, kids are our future. And now that I'm 45 and getting on the other side of that hill a little bit, and I know, Trish, you're looking at me smiling like, yeah.
You're on thin ice here,
yeah, buddy. Yeah, I know, thin ice. But for me, you know, I make a living doing things to better kids' life socially, physically, mentally. And, you know, my opponent has a different company, you know, and a different sales model to kids. And let's just leave it at that. Like, I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, they have a coffee company.
Well, okay. Sugar and caffeine. One of the things.
Oh, okay.
As a
but that's up to parents, right?
As a diuretic. Well, sure. So you're absolutely right.
I don't
right.
see a bunch of. Okay, you know what? I understand what you're saying.
I'm just drawing. I'm just drawing the differences.
The business you chose to be in.
Yeah,
is,
I mean, obesity in the United States is out of control. So is diabetes, and you know, sugary and caffeine drinks. I mean, but here's the thing. I've railed about that for 15 to 16 years. I mean, you can look back.
Not a new issue for you.
This isn't new. No. I've spoke all over the country on nutrition and health and fitness for kids. So this isn't an attack. I'm just saying the differences are wide.
Okay, I'm going to take an early break here. And because I'm going to come back, I want to talk jail. Everybody agrees. Matt Pontes and Magrini and several others have said they have found enough money to get this thing going. And then we hear, though, it's going to be 5 years before they can, anywhere from 3 to 5 years before they can even break ground. I want to hear your thoughts on that. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Now, if you call Patrick and he says, hey, no, it sounds like everything's going the way it should, you don't want to get lawyers involved in this. I mean, that to me is integrity, that hey, you don't need to get a lawyer involved. However, if things are not going the way it should, just remember that the insurance companies have tons of lawyers. You need somebody that knows the ins and outs of workers' comp, and he does, and he's a bulldog, a former 101st Airborne Assault guy, a former law enforcement officer, and now your lawyer. You need somebody fighting for you. That would be Patrick Gorman, 530-262-2168 today, and he answers the phone. We'll be right back with Kevin Cry.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Shasta County, there's a candidate for District 5 Supervisor in Cottonwood named Chris Kellstrom. Chris is a lifetime member of the NRA and belongs to the California Rifle and Pistol Association. Chris Kellstrom cares about the Second Amendment rights and will do everything in his power to protect those rights in District 5 and all of Shasta County. Remember Chris Kellstrom for District 5, head and shoulders above the rest. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any other candidate or candidates committee.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Proven experience, fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent two decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me, Stephanie Bridget, on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her re-election. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
Shasta County, there is a candidate in District 5 named Chris Kellstrom. Chris spent many years managing businesses in Anderson, Happy Valley, and elsewhere. Chris knows how to treat customers and employees. Chris would like to bring that experience and knowledge to Shasta County. Chris Kellstrom is not a career politician. He is a business manager and a problem solver. Shasta County is a great place to live, but we do have a few problems that need solutions. We can use a guy like Chris Kellstrom on our Board of Supervisors. Join me in voting for Chris. Paid for by the Liberty Committee. Not authorized being a candidate or candidates committee.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Voters of Shasta County, Sheriff Michael Johnson is a committed leader and respected peacekeeper of our county. Sheriff Michael Johnson has served our community, enforced justice, and has led by example. Michael Johnson has the high moral character and courage to lead the sheriff's office in the face of adversity. Sheriff Johnson has proven himself as a committed community multi-agency collaborator and that he possesses the integrity and experience necessary to lead our county as the sheriff coroner. I ask you to join me in voting for strong experience leadership. The Deputy Sheriff Association, the Sheriff's Administrative Association, and the District Attorneys Association are all fully behind our sheriff. Go to ShastaVote.com. Join me and vote Johnson for sheriff.
Ad paid for by ShastaVote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for District Attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darling Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Reznor for supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries, not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1468. Your talk radio with Trish Lark and Carl Bott. Hey, thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station if that's the way you want to go. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We're here with Kevin Cry, and we haven't great conversations during breaks. When we left, we talked about, the jail.
Jail.
What are you going to do?
So we have to build a jail, and we obviously have money already set aside, but there's a lot of other money there that I know that we could put towards it. I mean, Shasta County is 3,800 square miles.
3,875.
Well, that's pretty exact. So there is so much room to build a jail, but also we have property on Breslauer. I mean, there are a lot of options. And here's the thing. We have to have services because there are people that truly need some help, but those aren't the people that are sleeping out in front of businesses and terrorizing our parking lots and keeping it where it's unsafe. I believe that, look, the Good News Rescue Mission has beds every single night. You just have to follow a couple rules so you can stay there. So most of the individuals don't want help. We have to build that jail, and it has to come rapid fire fast. I mean, if our U.S. government can rush a quote-unquote vaccine and get it through that fast, we can build the jail quickly. And let's cut the bureaucracy and the red tape and all the code enforcement garbage that just weighs us down, because this is almost like a local massive emergency. We have to fix this now.
I could live with that local emergency type thing.
Yeah.
Be able to suspend stuff. I could live with that.
I mean,
and it's not you, Kevin. You haven't run before, but I've been hearing this for years.
Yep.
And Joe Comente tried. He got it. He got a bond issue going, or a sales tax. It failed miserably. But he tried. Now, however, like you said, I'm hearing there's money available.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's just breaking ground.
Yeah, get a shovel in the ground.
And according to Chief Bill Shuler, there's 500 people in this town that cause 99% of the work for the police. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, then even if it's one spoke or one floor, you're going to take 200 people off the street.
So we already have a perfect example, because a while back, maybe, what, a year and a half, 2 years ago, they picked up the 100. Five big offenders.
Yes.
And they absolutely proved that by taking those how many ever people off the streets, they cut everybody. Anderson, City of Shasta Lake, everybody.
So we'll just talk about permitting and the code enforcement and all this.
Yeah.
That's something else I've heard ever since I've been on the show, that people are having problems with the county with that. And they've gone through three different leadership iterations, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. I think one of them everybody was kind of happy with. And then, but they're still running into things that is just, they're minute things that are causing people to do stuff that just doesn't make sense when we have so many big things to do. What would you do about that? It's not just code enforcement. What would you do if elected with all the departments?
Let me start with this. The fact that we're only, they're only meeting half the time they used to meet. We have to meet weekly. I mean, how can you pass a $600 million budget when you're meeting every 2 or 3 weeks? And it's rubber stamped. And guess who? It's rubber stamped by all these department heads. And I'm not saying there's not a lot of great people at the county. There are. And I've talked to many of them. But also, a lot of them have told me, hey, look, this department over here has got about 8 extra employees that, while we're working remotely, aren't even logging in half the time, and they're getting paid. And it's frustrating, because the others of us trying to do things realize that these other departments are doing nothing. And for me, we have to understand where this money's being spent, because we just keep growing government, and we keep saying, hey, there's money available, so let's hire a team, and there's a grant. Well, guess what? That grant goes away, but we've still got those people on our payroll. And we have to cut that out. And all these departments, there's a lot of departments that say, hey, we're actually overstaffed. We're actually stepping on each other's feet, and we've created so many layers.
Wait a minute. Who says that? It's not the department heads, I'm sure.
Some of the department heads actually have. Because you got to remember, I've trained a lot of people's kids. And when you work with someone's kid, you have a different relationship. I mean, my kids as teachers, I'm so indebted to the people that pour into my kids. So there's people that tell me things like off the record, and it's extremely, to me, important.
And I understand that. I understand what you're saying. And one of the things, are you for zero-based budgeting?
I mean, we absolutely have to quit the spending that we don't have. I mean, just because you have it, you just don't spend it and rip through it.
What has happened repeatedly, go back, because I have to throw a little history in once in a while. When Maurice Johannesson and I were elected to form the new majority with Molly Wilson,
mm-hmm.
everyone was sure we were going to set the county on fire and burn it to the ground. We fired a lot of people. We spent a week on the budget. We went through every department. We looked at every position. If it wasn't filled and wasn't needed, we deleted the position because otherwise they get funded for it. That same thing has to happen to that budget again. You got to go back and find out what do they got, what are they using, and instead of just giving them a 5% raise every year,
or
whatever.
That's a small raise compared to what we're giving out.
Whatever in the budget, but at some point you got to get back to what's real, and the Board of Supervisors can't continue to just hire people, put them in control, and not change the way that it operates.
Well, we're just rubber stamping it.
We're talking about... I just can't not say this. You put somebody in charge of that department over there, you have to give them a set of rules. This is what you can do and this is what you can't.
Yeah.
You get the application, you get one bite at it. This is what you need to do to build X, Y, Z. You don't get to take them and nickel and dime them every time they bring in what they've done.
Yeah, I mean...
You get one shot at it, make them do it, and then you get the permit.
I mean that, what COVID was, it was a big excuse for a lot of people
Absolutely.
To not get a lot of stuff done. You know, and I'm sorry, but a lot of us that had small businesses or businesses of any kind had to pick up the pieces and just keep moving. We didn't have the luxury of saying, well, we got this issue and that issue, and when does it stop? I mean, it's insanity, honestly.
The Board of Supervisors has to take back control of the mentality of the county and the way the people within it operate.
And the people need to fire the people that aren't doing a good job.
Yes, ma'am.
And,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now,
Okay. I'm done.
You sure? No.
On that subject.
This is why I love Trish Clark. I love Trish for so many different reasons. But she's got the history of this county. It's ingrained in her. And I love this county. I love living here. I chose to live here like many people mm-hmm. did. I didn't have to live here. We sure as hell didn't have to start a radio station. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the phones because I'm just seeing in there. So, Jeremy, good morning. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I have a question.
Well, go. You're on the air, partner.
So the question I have is, based on the funding that the city of Reading has, you know, I see pretty routinely that there's, you know, a request for more funding for parks and that sort of thing. But when I go by parks, typically, with a few exceptions, they're full of, you know, they're empty, or the people that are in them are transients and troublemakers.
Right.
So I'm curious if there's an opportunity to partner with the city. I mean, I know nobody ever wants to say no new parks, nobody wants to deny the kids, but fact is,
no, I want to say no to new. I want to say no to new parks. We have to clean the ones up we have. I was on Old 99 Trail yesterday, which was a multi-million-dollar grant to beautify that stream. And it's an awesome place. I have took tons of pictures and videos as I walked through, and you can't go back there. It is completely unsafe, and we want to build more parks. If we can't shepherd and steward the beautiful things we have, we don't need to build more. It's like, hey, your house over here is burning down, but let's build a garage over there. It's like, why don't you put the fire out first? Sorry, Jeremy.
So what's your question?
Yeah, no, that's great. So how about diverting funds from parks, maybe a MOU with the city, to get funding from parks to the jail so that the jail will remove the trouble from the parks, so the parks we have will be useful.
Well, some of this is categorical funding where you can't just move it over. But one thing I can tell you is just because we can doesn't mean we should. So that means if we have this huge grant for, you know, bike lanes because people, you know, on the west side are really going to ride their bike to Palisadro. So just because we can put in bike lanes and roundabouts and all that kind of stuff doesn't mean we should. We don't have to take the money. Anyway,
thanks, Jeremy. Dolores. Yeah, you bet. Hey, Dolores. Good morning, Dolores. Hello, Dolores. Dolores? Hello?
Hi.
You're on, Dolores.
Yes. Hi, Carl.
Hi.
My question is to Kevin. You sound like you know that you're going to just go in there in the Board of Supervisors and just change everything. Why? What makes you think that you could have more experience than the people who've been in there for 16 years and still have not built a jail and helped the homeless?
Okay, that's a good point, Dolores. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
Dolores, and I know you're not a huge fan of mine, so I appreciate that honest question. One thing for me is I've been at this 6 months, and in the 6 months, I've talked to literally thousands of people, and I hear what's really important to them. When I realize that we've had the money in the past, but because of politics and spoiled relationships with people in law enforcement or on the Board of Supervisors, and we send that money back, that is crippling to me because that is putting politics above people. And I believe that it doesn't matter if I'm there 4 hours, 4 weeks, 4 months. I'm going to listen to people, and I'm super, super not just accessible, but I'm highly accountable to what I'm saying. That's why I'm sticking very strong with what I want to do in the time that I'm there. That's a great question.
Okay. We need to take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, River Commons Senior Living is the premier Northern California retirement community. It's not an assisted living facility. It's for active seniors. They've got it all there. Downtown, they've got gourmet chefs. They got beautiful living accommodations. They're pet-friendly. Everything that you could possibly want. If this is your decision to go to a great place to live where you don't have to worry about the yard, then River Commons is your place that you want to take a look at. Give Brian a call at 238-5981 to arrange a personalized tour and have lunch there. That's River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back with Kevin Fry. All right.
For years, Shasta County residents have been plagued by homeless encampments, property crimes, and illegal marijuana grows. As a father and grandfather, I get frustrated hearing our current elected officials pass the buck on these persistent problems. We need new leadership, and we need it now. That's why I'm voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric is an experienced attorney from outside the political establishment. Eric supports law enforcement, building a more adequate local jail, and working alongside the community to make Shasta County safe again. It's time for real leadership. It's time for Eric Jensen.
This ad paid for by the Liberty Committee, not endorsed by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey, kids. What's your favorite kids' meal at Black Bear Diner? Is it a mini volcano, burger sliders, chicken strips, or strawberry French toast? This month, have a grown-up bring you into Black Bear Diner, and while you're here, ask for a happy cupcake coloring sheet, get creative, and have them post your creation for a chance to win a meal for you and your favorite adults. We can't wait to see what you come up with. Happening this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. It looks like another hot and dry summer is about to begin, and I pray we won't have any fires. One of the many things I'd like to do as a supervisor is to craft an ordinance to reduce the fuel loads on the federal lands within our county. I would encourage private landowners to reduce the loads on their properties too, but would not burden them with an ordinance, just the federal government with the lands that they manage. We need to get the feds to reduce the risk of fire in our county, not go begging for dollars after we have another disaster. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Supervisor, District 5. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I'm hearing a lot of stories on the campaign trail from citizens who have been told by the county that their sheds are too big and their patio or deck needs a permit. Kiddie pools, doghouses, and even a covered woodpile have been mentioned as instances of grief received from the county. If we are using county equipment and personnel to catch tax-paying citizens doing small improvements on their own property, while we ignore large-scale marijuana grows and transient camps, our priorities need to change. Let's work to make our county better and stop burdening our already overtaxed citizens. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi,
this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
We need all units to
violent crime right.
California under siege.
Are gang related.
Criminals set free.
Defund their local police.
Police attacked.
Increased in shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
I shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids. We're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
For years, Shasta County residents have been plagued by homeless encampments, property crimes, and illegal marijuana grows. I get frustrated hearing our current elected officials pass the buck on these persistent problems. We need new leadership, and we need it now. That's why I'm voting for Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric is an experienced attorney from outside the political establishment. Eric supports law enforcement, building a better local jail, and working alongside the community to make Shasta County safe again. It's time for real leadership. It's time for Eric Jensen. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or a candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. I know it's Clark with an E.
With an E.
Today is the 12th of May, 7:52 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Why is that important? Well, it means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. How about that? Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They've got so many great things that they're doing there. It would take me 30 minutes to list all the things that they do that helps our community. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, it's your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center is got the highest ratings from national organizations. I can't think of another place that I would go to for an emergency or anything else. Shasta Regional. Trish and I are here with Kevin Cry, and let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm not sure I remember my question. There were so many commercials. Let's see. Kevin,
well, look, I tell you, I can cut those commercials, Nick, and I'll just raise the cost of your show five times. How's that?
That's not very good, Carl.
Okay, well, then don't complain.
I wanted to talk to Kevin. Hey, Kevin, I'm going to be voting for you, and when you get elected on the 7th, I would like you to start thinking about having Reading. Did you cut me off, Carl?
No, we're here. We never cut you off.
I would like you to start thinking about Reading paying their fair share for a jail. I dare say 70-80% of the inmates in the jail come from the city of Redding, and it's not fair for them to dump that cost off on the county. I went to the last city of Redding meeting, and I suggested instead of giving our 45 acres down at the Civic to Turtle Bay and the McConnell Foundation, that they have it appraised and sell it to them for that value and dedicate that money to a jail. So give that some thought when you get in, would you, buddy?
Well, I appreciate that. And
thanks, Nick.
Yeah.
I think there's been discussions, and I think they're appropriate, that all of the entities impacted by the jail population in our county should work together to come up with a cooperative plan.
Yeah, I do know
jail.
The city of Redding does put money into that, and they pay booking fees and all this, but, you know.
But beyond the immediate need for the construction of the jail.
I think if we can, like you said, there's a good point you've made here. We're building all these new parks, and we can't even police the ones we have. I mean, we've got a problem out there. Maybe that money, maybe, $2 or $3 million goes into build a jail fund.
Well, the one thing I will say, the city of Redding did, their crisis intervention team.
Great.
That has been a positive step in the right direction. But guess what? It's like, you know. You're doing it, and the problem is so far past that. They should have, I mean, what I want to see the leaders do, and I'm the kind of leader that says, hey, I see a problem coming in 4 or 6 years. Let's get on that now so it's not an issue when it's here. And what we're doing, our city leaders, or I'll say our, well, especially our city leaders, but even in the county, they're reactionary. Someone punches us in the face, and then, oh, we better get our hands up, or we better counterpunch. And I'm the opposite. I see the problems coming, and we got to address them.
Kevin, there's a lot of problems before that are going to be facing the board this next year, and we've concentrated through this entire campaign season, it seems to me, on the impact of the pandemic and the funds and all of that. But there's water, there's forestry issues, there's fire issues, there's all kinds of things this board's going to be dealing with in the next year. Do you have any kind of thoughts about how you're going to approach the fact that that you've got no water in this county, South County's going to burn up?
Southern California is burning right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, the one thing that I know that I've always done is I always surround myself with people much smarter than myself. And I'm not going to say I have all the answers, but what I can guarantee you is I will surround myself with the best advice, people that have been here 20, 30, 40 years that understand water, someone like Brenda Haynes who sits on water boards and never misses a meeting.
Nadine Bailey.
Exactly. There are so many great people here that understand these different issues that I'm surrounding myself with already and getting caught up. And when it comes to fires, you know, as we talk about city ordinances and then we can't cut certain brush back because it's about a green belt beautification, I don't care how pretty something is off somebody's deck if it could possibly burn down because there's a homeless camp, like down on Panorama in that gully, you have all these homeless camps. And you walk through it, and you'll see all the different little homemade with rocks and all the little places where they've already done fires. I mean, that is terrifying. And the people up there on Panorama say, unless we see flames almost over the trees, we're not to call the fire department. Because it has to be a fire. It can't be a spot fire. It can't be some smoldering smoke. And that's horrible because there's a lot of seniors that live there. And we know from Paradise, 80-something or, you know, the majority of those individuals that passed away in the campfire were seniors who couldn't get out. And people shouldn't live like that.
Okay, you got 2 minutes, Kevin. Tell us why we should vote for Kevin Cry for Supervisor District 1 as opposed to your opponent.
Here's the reality is this. I'm a political outsider. I come with no allegiances, no relationships already preformed. I am a individual thinker. I have a ton of experience working literally across the globe, doing large events, being able to bring people together. I'm always a constitutionalist. I am 100% a pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Constitution person that will absolutely stand in the gap when our liberties and our rights are infringed upon. I have no desire to buddy up with people in Sacramento who really could care less about us. I care about Shasta County and what's doing what's right for us here.
Kevin, where do people get a hold of you, see your platform, and all that kind of stuff?
You can go to Brew Coffee tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. downtown. I'll be having coffee with people. And then you can go to votekevincry.com. I'm on Facebook. Just search Vote Kevin Cry, and that's C-R-Y-E. And, you know, I give out my cell phone number all the time. I'll do it again. It's my personal cell, 530-524-0005. I will be the one to answer it. And if I don't, the voicemail is definitely full. It's been full for about 8 years. I leave it that way. Send me a text and we'll get together. And I'm always at the Ninja Gym. You could reach me there. Right now, the next 3 or 4 weeks probably is not available just for a pop-in because I'm probably walking neighborhoods talking to voters. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank
Kevin
you for coming,
Cry,
Kevin.
Candidate for Board of Supervisors, District 1. Thanks a lot, Kev, for coming in with us.
You bet.
Hey, when we come back, we may have an open hour here.
Whoa, that could be dangerous.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. There's more evidence this morning that inflation is likely to remain high in the months ahead.
The Labor Department's producer price index was 0.5% higher in April than in March. When compared with April of last year, producer prices were 11% higher. Still, both figures represent a slowdown from March. It's the first decline in the yearly data since December 2020. In key categories, shipping and warehousing prices leapt 3.6% in April from March, food costs rose 1.5%, and new car prices rose 0.8%. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Freddie Mac says the average 30-year mortgage rate edged up again this week to 5.3%, reaching its highest level since 2009. Senate Republicans succeeded in blocking an attempt Democrats to enshrine Roe v. Wade abortion access into federal law.
It was an almost party-line vote.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51.
Which means
the motion is not agreed to.
Well, I am angry and I'm disappointed.
Washington Democrat Patty Murray says Senate Republicans will not override women's voices.
They may have spoken out today. They may feel they've won today. But women of America, it's time for us to stand up and fight, and that is exactly what we're going to do.
Texas Republican John Cornyn says this goes way beyond the status quo.
It's the Abortion on Demand Act, without restrictions, without limitations.
Few Republican senators spoke in favor of ending abortion access, but they embraced the filibuster to block the bill from advancing. Ed Donahue, Washington.
South Korea's government reports that North Korea fired a total of 3 short-range ballistic missiles today. It comes as the country imposed a nationwide lockdown to control its first COVID-19 outbreak. More at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Donald Trump has sold the lease to his Washington hotel to a Miami-based investor group.
The Trump International Hotel in Washington will soon be but a memory. The Trump Organization announced the sale of a long-term lease for the hotel to CGI Merchant Group of Miami. Sources close to the deal who demanded anonymity have said the price was $375 million, which would be a profit of perhaps as much as $100 million for the Trump family business. Despite its popularity among Trump backers, the 263-room hotel lost more than $70 million during the 4 years of the Trump presidency. The new owners plan to remove the Trump name from the facade and rebrand the hotel a Waldorf Astoria. Mike Grazia, Washington.
More people in northern New Mexico being warned they might have to flee as the largest wildfire burning in the U.S. heads toward mountain resort towns. News and analysis at townhall.com. Coronavirus cases are up, and some schools are bringing back masking.
The return of face masks in schools is not nearly as widespread as earlier in the pandemic, with public concerns about the virus ebbing. But some school districts in Maine, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts are going back to face mask requirements or recommending them. Reported daily cases nationwide are up 50% over the past 2 weeks, although that's thought to be an undercount since most tests are now being taken at home and not reported to health departments. CDC data shows most of the counties in the country considered to have high levels of COVID-19 are in the Northeast. Bangor and Portland, Maine schools brought back a temporary mask mandate this week, with Portland superintendent saying it was the safest course at this time. I'm Jennifer King.
President Biden today marked 1 million American lives lost to COVID-19. He called it a tragic milestone and called on the country to remain vigilant against this pandemic. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here on the stations of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio today, the 12th of May, 2022, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community encouraged, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy. Hello.
I'm sorry, Carl. I'm on the phone.
Oh, okay. Never mind. So I won't ask you what National Day it is, but I got Trish Clark here.
And
my Thursday lady.
I love Thursday mornings. It's such a beautiful morning. It's 57 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 69 and a low of 49, mostly cloudy, and then a slight chance of rain later in the afternoon. On Friday, partly sunny, a high of 77 and a low of 54. Saturday, a high of 86, a low of 59. Sunday, a high of 90, sunny, mostly clear, and a low of 57. Monday, mostly sunny, a high of 86, and a low of 55. Hanging around in the 80s for the next week.
Well, we're going to have a great rodeo week.
We are going to have a wonderful rodeo week. It's going to be great. Give an opportunity for everybody to get out and enjoy. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Well, you know what? Our guest for 8 o'clock isn't here, so it kind of turns us loose there, kiddo.
Wow. Lots to talk about, huh?
Yeah. Well, down in Southern California in Orange County, they had a 200-acre fire that burnt 20 homes. But and I'm not saying this is more than the others, but these were like in a kind of a more of an exclusive community when it caught.
And
took
where was
out,
this?
Down in Orange County.
Okay.
Pacific Island Drive and Coronado Point need to evacuate due to a fast-moving fire, wrote on social media alongside a picture of burning hills. State of emergency was declared for the city of Laguna Niguel. Now, I lived in that area. And at one point, not in the mansions that were burning down, of course, but Laguna Niguel, which was part of, it used to be part of Laguna Beach area in there. So there are, yeah, there's open areas out there, a lot along the freeways and stuff. So when it came through there, it doesn't surprise me that it was, with the cost of housing the way it is right now, that it, you know, that it burnt multi-million dollar homes out there. But it started. And that is in the middle of an area where there's people. They just have those, you know, those open areas like that in Laguna Niguel. So as I read several weeks ago, again, the people, CAL FIRE, saying this is going to be the worst season. Mm. And, you know, they say it every year. Well,
unfortunately, it's gotten worse every year.
It's gotten worse. Why? If we know this is happening, why they, you know, that we aren't like hiring 100 more tankers, because let's, okay, 100 may be too many, but I talked to a forestry expert from Sierra Pacific years ago. She said, we can't fight the fires the way we used to. They move too fast. They're too hot. You can't put a fire line out on that next ridge. You've got to go over three ridges because it moves so fast and it's so hot. And what we need is an air group. You know, and an air group in the Marine Corps is a lot of different type of aircraft. Now, we don't need fighters in that, but we do need tankers, helicopters, all of these things that can start hitting it right then.
Initial attack.
On call, the initial attack.
Exactly. What what we need to do in all seriousness.
But we don't do that.
We've gone beyond doing a fire season. We need to have a whole different structure. We've got to get back to maintaining our lands and bring them back. We've got too many years of not doing proper forest management. There's too many trees. There's too much brush. We've got to, when the fire season is over at the end of the year, we should have a whole new crew starting right then and there that works from the end of the fire season to the beginning of the next.
Clearing,
brush.
Yeah.
Bringing things up section by section to where we can make our public lands look like the private owned lands that are all owned by Roseburg, Sierra Pacific, Hockey, all of the companies up in the North State that owned all of these properties. And you can walk along, you can drive along, and you can say, that's a piece of private property, that's a piece of public property. You take the Fountain Fire all the way up to Bernie, you can drive along and you can see beautiful plantations that were burned during that Fountain Fire that are private owned. Then you look at the public land and it's all underbrush and it's a mess because it's never had anything done to it. It's got all these little sticks coming up for the birds and the animals and the bugs. And it's painted. We just have to do it properly.
Which are no longer in a lot of places, the birds and the animals and the bugs, because we burn it all.
Exactly.
In New Mexico, where my kids live, and I talked to my daughter about this, they had a prescribed burn in the Santa Fe National Forest. It's now at 275 square miles because it got out of control due to, and how many times we heard this, high winds and hot weather, and they started prescribed burn and they couldn't keep it under control.
It's a controlled burn right up to the time they drop the match.
Well, it's like they say no plan in combat lasts longer than the first bullet fired. And then everything changes, but you would still, anyway.
You know, but my husband was a lead plane pilot. He trained half the lead plane pilots in the world, well, all of them during that period. And initial attack. The lead plane pilots, the public loves to see those lead planes out there and the pilots coming in. But when you don't do that initial attack at the times when you can control the fire, you're going out there and you're dropping a load on a raging fire. That's ineffective. It just is not effective, but the people want the tankers up. They want them there, but they've got to be used effectively. They've got to go up in the morning. They've got to get it when the fire's laying down. They've got to fly late at night. They've got to revamp the whole program if they're going to fight fire by the air.
Chris Kellstrom was on the other day, and he said he loves to hunt. He was talking about, because we were talking about fire measures.
Mm-hmm.
And he said when he went to, if it was a state or BLM or feds, he said that it was so overgrown, you couldn't even pull the car over to find, or just truck over to find a place to put up a tent. He says, as soon as you crossed into Sierra Pacific or some of these others,
Roseburg, any of the lands,
lands that are, you know, that are owned,
Beatty Farms, they said they're
open. They, you know, it's completely different. Of course, you can't use their lands because of fires and all that. But hey, Benton Air Center, up,
what a shock that was!
It closes.
Yep.
It closed. I was just up there for Culepo Nights. They were running a big, I mean, they had 300 cars there. I mean, I saw Jim Ostrich, the guy that owns the place. We chit-chatted for a long time. One of the people that's big up in the Benton Air Park, works with us, Jim Bremer, and it just shut down. Now, that means there's no instruction. Who's going to be running the fuel? People can still use the air park because they don't have a tower and people talk to each other when they're coming in and, you know, it's not that busy, but it is used for a parking, firefighting,
and I do understand that you can still get fuel was what they said.
For right now.
At this point.
At this point.
But the aviation, the restaurant, the maintenance, all of that, those facilities.
Shut down.
Shut down. Yeah, and there's a lot of planes.
That was a huge surprise.
There's a lot of planes that take off and land at that airport on a daily basis. They use it for instruction. They use it for takeoffs and landings and touch and goes. And
well, Ron, a well-known entrepreneur in our town, he uses that. He flies out of there every day.
Absolutely.
And you know they were quoting him also, but that was a
big shock.
A huge surprise because now is the city going to have to take it over?
Well. Yeah.
And or they need to find somebody that's going to take Jim's company's place, you know, but to take over that.
And again, that has been a contention in that area. For as long as I've lived here, you get people who move into that area. They buy a house at the end of the runway, and then they want you to take the airpark out. So it has been a topic of conversation in the past about the people who live around there don't want it there. But it's been there a really long time. It serves a good purpose, and I would hate to see that it doesn't get started back up again,
and
we're able to lose yet another great thing.
Yeah. Otherwise, they're going to have to shift things over to our airfield, our main airfield over there, Reading Airport. And if that happens, we're already bringing in more planes all the time.
And that's an easier operation
for
fire. I mean, that's the North Zone Air Base for the U.S. Forest Service and CDF and
at
the tanker base. Yeah, the whole deal is out there. So.
Yeah.
That's a busy airport, and we're anxious. And the new flights that are there are great.
Oh my gosh!
My gosh, we're getting so many people. You can fly so many directions, and it's going to get better all the time. I'd hate to see that put on a back burner because we've got other things we need to add.
Well, it's about time to have Jim Wadley back on, who has done so much out there at Reading Airport, and the things that he has brought in here, and talk to him about. You know, what's going on out there because we're getting more and more flights, and we may be getting that flight into Denver, which would be huge. But now, what about the Benton Airpark? How do we handle that?
Well, I'm afraid that I'm at a loss a little because I'm not exactly clear as to the actual status of the ownership and operation and how that, what kind of a contract they have with the city of Reading.
Well, the city of Reading owns it.
I mean, they own it, but there's obviously some kind of a contract for operation for the rest. So that's going to be interesting to see. Has it been sold? Is it up for sale? Did it just get closed? Is there a deal pending? Lots of questions out there that haven't been answered.
Okay. Hey, we need to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms has been in the business about the same length of time as we have, 12 years. And John Bastiani has built an incredible gun shop. And it's more than that. It's not just the fact he has the types of firearms that you're looking for at fair prices. This is the only spot that we buy firearms from is Bastiani Arms. A great gunsmithing, customer service. It's one-stop shopping. You can get your CCW there. It's got it all. Hunter safety classes out of Bastiani Arms. They're great people. They give discounts for veterans. What else can I say except Bastiani Arms? This is where I send people to, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Friday at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll be right back.
Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor to rebuild public trust in our local government. As a small business owner, Kevin Cry was appalled that many of our local businesses were deemed non-essential and were forced to close their doors while others were allowed to stay open for seemingly random reasons. Our leaders should have taken a stand for all our local business owners, but they remained silent. Kevin Cry will stand with all of us. Vote Kevin Cry for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We've elected career politicians for years now, hoping that the homeless problem, crime, wildfires, and water shortages will get better, and instead they all get worse. I am not a career politician. I'm an experienced businessman who knows how to solve problems and think outside the box. I want to work on our problems, not use them as campaign material every 4 years. Stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I'm running for Supervisor in District 5, which includes Anderson, Shingletown, now Happy Valley, and Cottonwood, where I live. The Anderson-Cottonwood Irrigation District is not getting any water in its canals for the first time in over 100 years. Happy Valley is again seeing huge restrictions. Mark Twain said, whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting over. We are in a fight for sure. The Delta Smelt found some pretty good lawyers, and I think it's time for the citizens, ranchers, and farmers to find some better ones. Our needs must be moved above those of the fish and radical environmentalists. Help me fight. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Is Reading better off than it was 4 years ago? Absolutely not. Our local government has been asleep at the wheel for the past couple years, and we have been void of any effective leadership at the local level. This is why political outsider Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor District 1 to help lead our community in the right direction. Shasta County has woken up, and we want change. Let's keep the momentum going and elect Kevin Cry to Shasta County Supervisor District 1. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Hey, it's 8:23 in the morning. It's 54 degrees out there and kind of sunny. It says sunny, but it's, you know, it's kind of a lackadaisical sunny. The 12th of May, 2022. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Now, let me tell you, my friends, it's not... when your wife is on a first-name basis and has known the people for years, that owned Four Winds Jewelry. And it's her birthday coming in. And she was just down there. She said yesterday they fixed a watch, an antique watch for, because they got the only watch repairman around. And then she peruses what they have. And her birthday is next week. Now, you know what? I'm just going down there, and I'm just throwing myself on the mercy of Rebecca, and going, what did she look at? I think I already know, but this is a great place. These are really fine people. They've got a super selection of jewelry. They're locally owned, locally operated. The only full service jewelry store in Reading, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive.
And like Linda and I always say, a girl cannot have too many diamonds or too many guns.
And yeah, she believes in that too. Okay, 8:24 in the morning, and let's go to the phones. Rich, good morning.
Is that me? I'm here.
You're there, buddy.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, I'd like to do a little bit of education with this very tense election cycle we're in right now. It's my independent journalism duties that I'm doing. I am getting some reports. I'm still working on substantiating them, but I'm getting several reports, more than one from the school districts, and I'm starting to get one in the law enforcement community. There is some undue election intimidation occurring in this county, and I would like to educate people. Election code 18540 makes it a felony to intimidate a voter, and it's up to 3 years in prison for that, for each offense. And so I'd really like the people to really think about that. And most felonies, the statute of limitations is anywhere from 3 to 5 years, so... we get a new DA in next year. We just start going after some of these people who are committing this felony.
Give us an example. Give us an example of what kind of intimidation is occurring.
People being threatened with their jobs if they vote for a particular candidate.
Well, how do they know who they vote for?
Okay, but that's not the point, Carl.
Oh, okay.
They're saying
if you vote for this person, that this could have an impact on your job.
Correct, and that is the violation. Regardless of who they vote for, it does not matter.
Okay, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
I just wanted clarity so people understand.
I understand what you're saying.
Absolutely. So, I would really like people to think about that. So some of the violations already occurred, so those people are going to be fair game next year if we get Jensen in, but... Let's just do this, you know, come on, people. Let's just leave that out of the job environment. It has no place in there, obviously. Another thing, people keep saying, well, and I'm telling people, make sure you get these things on audio or video. And people say, well, this is a two-party consent state. That is correct. It's a two-party consent state. However, here's what people fail to discuss. You have to have an expectation of privacy in order for somebody to ask, to be necessary to ask somebody to record them. And if you're in a public setting, public land, you're being paid by public dollars, doing a public job, that expectation of privacy is all but gone. So I just want to understand, you can be recorded and that can be used against you. It is not against the law for a citizen, which is the key word, a citizen to collect evidence of a crime. That is not against the law.
Law enforcement
has huge parameters with the Fourth Amendment. Citizens can collect such evidence, and it's fine.
Okay. You know, the thing for me is that, you know, what you're saying is absolutely correct. We shouldn't have any employee of any organization that, you know, like the city, the county, the state, or anybody, pressuring their people.
Or business owners or anybody else.
Yeah, you know what? I have no idea how my people vote, and I really, frankly, don't give a damn. The only thing I want is them to vote. You know, if I have to give them rides down there, if I put them up, if I, you know, Jared jumps on my back and I piggyback him down to the voting booth, that's fine with me. But no, undue pressure.
Well, let me close out with this. So if these people that are being threatened with their jobs, so if they wind up losing those jobs or quitting from those jobs due to certain undue pressures, now those very victims who have been intimidated with this law, now they have no, they're not going to have any, how do you say it, They'll be able to
redress.
Go and file. Yes, they're not going to have the redress if they're not working there anymore. And other people violating this law, they're fair game. So I really wish everybody just really pay attention because this is it's a serious matter. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, thank you. Hey, let's go to Ron. Okay, finish up, and then we got Ron.
Only just to say that I'm encouraging everybody, as I have every show, to research each candidate, vote for each candidate individually. Please do not be swayed by a group of people on either side trying to get you to vote their slate.
Yeah, and you know, people accuse me in the chat room, Nick, of being for certain people. You have no idea who I'm for. I try, you know, we try to be as fair as we can and get everybody
on. I'm a little clearer to read, but Carl and Linda are not.
Well, Linda may be sometimes, but I listen to the people that are in here, and then I go back, and you know what? If I sat here and said, you need to vote for so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, and I get asked that on a regular basis, and what I say is, you know what? You need to research it because, you know, I've read this and I've read that, and here's where you can find it, but don't listen to me. I come from a different place than a lot of people, and I understand that. Anyway. Hey, Ron. Okay, hey, Ron. Good morning.
Okay, good morning.
Ron.
Yeah. Okay, I'm on the line.
Okay, buddy.
Anyhow, you know, we used to be able to go out and cut firewood out in the woods.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of afraid to go out there and cut now because drug cartels control so much of it, so we might get in trouble there. And another thing, I wonder if they could take one of those super chippers out in the woods and chip the logs and stuff, and then if they're in an area they couldn't, they could get a skidder to skid the logs down to the chipper and then just leave the debris out there because that would make mulch and stuff like that. And then I got one more little problem. PG&E cut logs on my or trees on my place, and they've left the logs right underneath the power lines, and they're like 3 feet across the butt, and I can't move them with my tractor, so I don't know who to call anymore.
I would, you know what? That's a real good point. They're clearing the trees, which is good, but then they're leaving the debris underneath it is bad. I would call your local PG&E office and say, look, I'm going to move this stuff, but I'm going to charge you for it, or I'm going to turn you in because this is a fire waiting to happen. Or, you know, they may have a plan where one crew comes out and the other crew is supposed to follow it. But you know what? PG&E is so screwed up. I mean,
yeah,
but, right. That's a problem. No, that's a problem, Ron.
And I can't even move my little tractor, so I've...
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out.
Okay.
So anyhow,
Thank you, sir. Okay, we need to take a quick break here. But I'm giving away two pancake breakfast tickets right now to the first caller. 605-4567. Give us a call and you're going to get two tickets to the 68th annual Pancake Breakfast. 8:32 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue, across from Lucky Miller's, by the way, is my place where I get a haircut. You know, people go, well, don't you want to try other places? Why? I've been so happy. They've given me such great haircuts. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a local business. And I can't say enough about Tim and Logan. They work by appointment. Give them a call at 244-9478. And it's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
I am a parent and a healthcare worker. Education is key to a healthy community. Over the past 2 years, our children have suffered from unequal education. This is why we need new leadership in our county. This June, vote for Brian Caples for the Superintendent of Schools. He will hold the line for our children to receive an equal education and empower the school boards to do the same. Vote Brian Caples for the Superintendent of Schools this June. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Voters of Shasta County, Sheriff Michael Johnson is a committed leader and respected peacekeeper of our county. Sheriff Michael Johnson has served our community, enforced justice, and has led by example. Michael Johnson has the high moral character and courage to lead the sheriff's office in the face of adversity. Sheriff Johnson has proven himself as a committed community multi-agency collaborator and that he possesses the integrity and experience necessary to lead our county as the sheriff coroner. I ask you to join me in voting for strong, experienced leadership. The Deputy Sheriff Association, the Sheriff's Administrative Association, and the District Attorneys Association are all fully behind our sheriff. Go to ShastaVote.com. Join me and vote Johnson for sheriff.
Ad paid for by ShastaVote. Informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for District Attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darling Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Reznor for supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries, not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
School boards have been tricked into following Newsom's crazy mandates. Brian Caples wants to train Shasta County school boards to advocate for the constitutional rights of children. Brian is running for Shasta County Superintendent of Schools. He will put children first, and he will empower school boards to stop these crazy mandates. I'm a high school teacher, and on June 7th, Brian Caples has my vote. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, two separate divisions that Judy Maxwell began in 1993. If you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans and 401ks, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and Judy Maxwell is just a fine person.
Yes, she is.
The reason I'm giving you the 530 is because now it appears that you can no longer just dial a number in your area. You've got to put 530 on it if you got Verizon.
Yeah, that's a new.
I've got to go back and change a lot of the phone numbers I have because they have, it's a local call. Okay, call Trish. Well,
not so fast. So once in a while, something really good happens, and I, because I was doing so much traveling for so many years, have formed the habit that almost 99% of the phone numbers in my book have the 1530, because that's what I had to dial when I was in Tennessee trying to call or wherever. Yeah. So I just got in the habit. And so this has happened, and I'm not having to do that. The only time I get in trouble is if I dial by hand. If I use my book, I'm good.
Well, you know, I have 530 on probably 90% or the area codes. But still, you know, like you look something up real quick and you just, not so fast, Carl. That. Okay. You wanted to talk about 2,000 mules. I was invited to a viewing party, but it was during Mother's Day weekend. We were out of town. So I haven't had an opportunity to look at that, but you did.
I did.
What is this movie about?
Okay, so let me preface this by saying that most of you who know me know that it has never entered my mind that that was a legal election. I believe with all of my heart that the books were cooked on that. Trump won that election by a bunch. I have never admitted that Mr. Biden is a legally elected president. So that's the background.
Okay.
And
I think everybody knows.
Okay. And I watched that 2000, and I've watched all of the things that the betting guy, all of the information, his name just went, you know who I'm talking about, the sheets and Pillow, Mr. Pillow.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All of the evidence that he has come up with, which is factual, good information, and has never gained any footage or any coverage because of who he is, and they've just cut him off. And they have not allowed his good information, factual information, supporting the fact that this was an illegal election. Having said that, this film, 2,000 Mules, everyone should watch it. I defy you, whichever side you are on, to watch this documentation that is factual. It shows the mules. It shows the tracking. It shows the phone, satellite connections. There is no question that it is factual and accurate. Now, you can believe that something illegal was going on. Something bad was happening. You can say, well, it didn't help Biden. Fine. Go and do the research. Talk to these people. Talk to the... This needs to be... Something illegal was going on, and it needs to be determined what it was.
When you and I discussed this earlier, this is about ballot harvesting, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the question is, and I'm sure I've got a listener out there that knows this answer, probably more than I... a lot of... You know, it's not illegal for ballot harvest. I don't like it. But they have made it legal in some areas, which means that those ballots can be picked up and by a person, whether it's 1 or 100, and delivered to the precinct. Now, the question is it 1 or 100, or does it have to be a family member that delivers the ballots? I don't think so, because, you know, reading, and I don't like it, I think it's wrong, that you can pay people to go to different places and say, give me your ballots, I'll mail them for you. And in some cases, are the ballots filled out?
But and the ballots are not illegal. The manner in which they are delivered to the precincts and the votes are cast are what is the illegal part of it. Now, if you've got a guy that's wearing a hoodie and he's got gloves on, and it's 5 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, and he's using a flashlight, and he is going from one drop box to another drop box to another drop box, and he is being pinged and filmed, taking off the gloves, throwing them in the garbage. You got to look at that, and he's stuffing 10, 15 ballots, 20 ballots in each box, moving on to the next one. That is not taking a friend's boat.
No,
to the ballot box.
That appears,
is an illegal operation.
That appears to be somebody that's been paid to take the ballots.
And the way
they're also, I saw the trailer for it. They're photographing
that
area and showing that they're putting stuff in there. But again, the question goes back to, is that illegal, or is that just something that is so distasteful that, you know, most people you know, don't agree with it, yet we've made that legal in some states. California ballot harvesting is legal.
Isn't it? Well, it is, but what they were doing is not legal. What you could, if I have a friend who has cast their ballot and would like me to deliver it, that's one thing. And I take it and I put it in the box for them. I can't tell them how to vote. And that's the problem. That when you put that many ballots in a box, once that envelope is separated from that ballot, we have no idea who cast that ballot. We have no idea whether those were legal ballots or whether they even a citizen voted. We don't have any idea about any of that.
Now,
I'm just saying that every citizen of the United States needs to watch this movie, form your own opinion. If you think it helped Trump or it was something the Republicans did, you can't watch this and not know that something illegal was going on.
Okay.
Find out the answer.
Ballot harvesting to increase voter participation, various organizations in multiple states have made active and coordinated efforts to collect absentee voters' ballots during elections. They then drop them off to polling places or election offices. Now, who can do that? These are some of the examples. A family member, a legal guardian, a caregiver. I understand those. Another person allowed by law. Although most states have policies regulating voters' ability to designate another individual to return the ballot, the policies can vary drastically. Still, some states do not have any policy regarding third party ballot returns. This is where ballot harvesting comes in. So it could be absentee voting, which has become very big, or mail-in voting. Has come in, and here in Shasta County, I think it's like 60% or more of the ballots are cast by mail right here in Shasta County. Absentee voting, military service, injury or illness, vacation, business travel. These are some of the reasons that people, you know.
Absolutely. But absentee ballots are totally different than the total mail-out ballot.
We
have had absentee ballot requests forever.
I've got
you can't
no
vote.
Yeah.
You sign up. You want an absentee ballot. Now what we have is ballots being mailed to every registered voter in Shasta County without a request. Your official ballot comes in the mail, and then you can vote it however you want. There's several ways to vote it. But the important thing to consider is that they are not cleaning the ballot rolls on a regular basis in a lot of areas. So as an example, I have a friend that owns an apartment complex in Chico where a lot of the students are there. Every election, they get between 5 and 10 ballots for every one of their apartments. Because kids come in, they rent for 1 year, they register to vote, they leave.
And they don't take their name
all of these ballots for these people that are no longer there. We got dead people voting. We got dogs voting. We got all these people. And that mail ballot thing is part of the problem.
Is it legal? Now, so legal in some states, illegal in others. Ballot harvesting generates controversy, praise, and criticism across the political spectrum. These practices that are uniformly illegal across the nation include filling out a ballot for another voter, intimidating a voter into voting for or against a candidate, which is what Richard was talking about. However, voting laws vary significantly from state to state, and small differences in voting law can significantly impact an election. We got to take a break. Terry, we'll get to you as soon as we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people there. Been in the business over 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated. The finest walk-in humidor you're going to find in probably any place you walk in. Great selection of cigars, all your tobacco accessories, all the tobacco needs that you have right there at Tobacco and Brew. Open Monday through Saturday, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
A The last 2 years revealed who politicians are truly loyal to. It wasn't we the people. True public servants are hard to find. That's why we need Eric Jensen at the helm as our district attorney. Eric is a patriot, a devoted father, an experienced attorney from the private industry. This means he isn't beholden to political cronies or government bureaucrats who will boldly fight for you. The current system has failed us, and Eric Jensen is the only non-establishment candidate for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom again. One of the small things I'd like to do as a supervisor is to put a survey on every receipt at every county counter. Fast food restaurants and grocery stores already do this, and it provides good information to those businesses on how to improve their service. The county departments I've dealt with these last couple years have been great, and I say keep up the good work. If there's any problems out there, I think this would be a quick and easy way to identify and improve them. I want all departments to be as customer-friendly as the ones I've most recently visited. Let's make Shasta County number one in customer service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We've elected career politicians for years now, hoping that the homeless problem, crime, wildfires, and water shortages will get better, and instead they all get worse. I am not a career politician. I'm an experienced businessman who knows how to solve problems and think outside the box. I want to work on our problems, not use them as campaign material every 4 years. Stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. Is that paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor?
Sometimes it's hard to know who to vote for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. But this time, the choice is clear. Chris Kellstrom resides in Cottonwood and is a Shasta County native who believes in faith, family, and the Constitution. Chris Kellstrom is not a politician and will not raise your taxes to solve your problems. And at 6'9", he really is head and shoulders above the rest. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Voter fraud is a hot topic these days, with certain voting machines at the center of the conversation. As voters, we need a voting system we can trust. Our current county clerk believes these leased voting machines are trustworthy and plans to use them for the next 5 years. We need a new county clerk that will work to replace these machines with one of 8 California-approved alternatives. Vote Bob Holsinger for Shasta County Clerk on June 7th. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The last 2 years revealed who politicians are truly loyal to. It wasn't we, the people. True, public servants are hard to find. That's why we need Eric Jensen at the helm as our district attorney. Eric is a patriot, a devoted father, and experienced attorney from the private sector. This means he isn't beholden to political cronies or government bureaucrats. He will boldly fight for you. The current system has failed us, and Eric Jensen is the only non-establishment candidate for Shasta County District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow Patrick Gorman joins us. We got a couple other surprises coming in, too. Tomorrow night, of course, is the dance at the out there at the fairgrounds, the street dance. Not the fairgrounds, the rodeo grounds, put on by the Asphalt Cowboys.
But
Saturday night is going to be the huge
top hand dinner.
No, that's the steak dinner.
The steak, yeah.
Steak dinner, and let me tell you, a lot of people go to that. It's great food. We're going to have great firearms that we're raffling off that night. I selected them just the other day, and I think you're going to be happy with them. All that's going on this weekend, and Rodeo Week starts next week. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, you two. Trish, I think you're spot on about 2,000 mules. Absolutely spot on, and also spot on about voting by mail. But while we're talking about mules, we should talk about the elephant in the room. I don't think there's any clear-minded person that really believes that Joe Biden won that election fair and square. Everyone knows that he cheated. Everyone knows that it was cheating. The movie 2,000 Mules proves that again. But the elephant in the room is, what do we do about it?
Right.
If, in fact, we reinstate Trump as president, does that mean that everything that Biden signed off on, good laws or bad laws, depending on where you are, do all those now become null and void? And I think that's the turd that's been put in the pocket of both the Senate and the House of Representatives, and also some, the Republican Party. They should have been acted on right away. They should have united behind Trump. But now, I don't know, Trish, if we can really do anything about it, because all those laws may become null and void, or is there something that I'm missing here to where we could keep the good ones and not keep the other ones, or would they have to be resubmitted? You know anything about that?
Well, I would say to you that if you really look at the record over the last year, there have not been that many laws passed. What we've got is a lot of executive orders that Mr. Biden got rid of, that President Trump put into effect. What we need to do is get a group of Republicans who, as they should have in the 4 years Trump was president, stood behind him. If we keep the rhinos that we've got who would not put into effect, I'm simple as getting rid of Obamacare, and we couldn't accomplish that with the House, the Senate, and the presidency. We need to replace the rhinos and get some real Republicans in there to support a Republican president. We can put laws in place as opposed to those executive orders.
Well, exactly. Yeah, you're right about that. But what happened with Obamacare was the fact that it was actually a tax. You see, the Supreme Court is the one that really kind of, you know, screwed that up in regards to the fact that they had an opinion. And, of course, we all know that the Supreme Court does not rule. They have opinions. Then it's up to the jurisdiction of the states to adopt the opinion. And 90% of the time they do. But the case is, when it comes to Obamacare, is that Roberts, you know, his last word was, it's a tax. But, again, what happens to anything that's been passed? And I'm not really sure, you know, of all the things that have been passed, but where does that jurisdiction fall? And I think it's a question maybe we can kind of research a little bit, because I'm with you. I mean, there was no question that it was cheating. There was no question that this criminal activity was going on. And it's also no question, Trish, and you're right, that the Rhino Republicans didn't do anything about it.
Well, and the difference, what I think needs to happen at the very least, Terry, is that we have to have a recognition that the next election cannot be run with the same rules that we did that. If we don't recognize that and look out for it, we're never going to win an election again.
As long as we mail out ballots in the present form, as you said, and you're absolutely right, we mail it to the dead, the moved, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And the mail, we have to have a paper ballot, and I think we should have voting day being like it used to be, just one day.
I agree.
You know, here's the thing. I agree. You know, I mean, but there are some people that the mail-in ballots means that thanks, Terry, by the way.
Sure. Absentee ballots, no problem.
I have no problem with absentee
ballots. Absentee ballots different. Yeah.
But if we don't, if mail-in ballots are ones that people use, they do them correctly, they fill them out, they send them in. Okay.
And I think it's great if you have requested and want to do that.
And yeah, but you have to request it. It goes through. They check the signature. They do all those things. I have no problem with mail-in ballots like that. I have a problem with them being sent out willy-nilly and anybody can fill out. And that in some areas, our county clerk said the software they use down in L.A., she says it's questionable. You know, is it really checking the signatures correctly? And so when you get, I mean, if everybody in the North State voted one way, we're wiped out by one precinct down in L.A. County.
Yeah,
so that's
exactly
where it's important. We have to make sure ours is good. I mean, we have to make sure our section is perfect. But it has gotten to the point that people do things that are in power because, oh, this is the, you know, this is okay because look at the end results. And that's just wrong. Yeah. Just wrong.
We have to address the voting in this country. Every vote should count, but only those legal votes should count.
Legal votes.